King Charles will be crowned Saturday at Westminster Abbey, and if you plan to watch, keep an eye on the chair Charles will sit on. It's been used in every coronation since 1308, and if you peek under the seat, there's a stone. It's called the Stone of Destiny. It is an ancient symbol of Scottish kings that the King of England decided to take in the 13th century. Long story, but naturally, some enterprising Scots connived to steal it back under cover of night. Quite the story that we are going to ask Lucinda Dean to help us tell. She's a lecturer at the Center for History at the University of the Highlands and Islands in Scotland. Lucinda Dean, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, quite the caper here. Originally, I understand this Stone of Destiny, this red sandstone rock, somewhere around 340 pounds, was used in coronations of Scottish kings. Why was this stone so important?
Okay, so the stone was used in Scottish inaugurations of kings in the 13th century, and they were known then as inaugurations rather than coronations because the kings of Scots didn't receive the right to be anointed and crowned until the 14th century. The stone was important as it was used as part of an enthronement ceremony, which was central to making kings in medieval Scotland. And that's not unusual, actually. There were stones used in this kind of ceremony in other places as well, like Ireland and Scandinavia in this period.
We zoom ahead. 1296, King Edward of England decides to seize it and display it in Westminster Abbey. And then in 1950, these four Scottish students devise this heist, this Ocean's 11 plan to take it back to Scotland. First of all, what motivated them?
In the 1950s, it's definitely motivated by nationalist sentiment, and it was a political statement about their country's position within the British Isles.
The key conspirer here, I gather, is a student named Ian Hamilton of Glasgow University. So this is over Christmas break, and he's part of his team. He tries to hang out in Westminster Abbey and stay until it closes. And I've been there. It can be very dark. But he's found, he gets booted out, and the next night, they jimmy open the door, and if you can just quickly pick up the story there, what happens?
So they managed to get into the abbey and remove the stone from the chair, which must have been quite a challenge. If they'd tried to do it in the medieval period, they'd have had to get it off a chain. I believe that the monks of Westminster actually chained it down at certain points in the medieval period. But unfortunately, it did get broken in the heist, so it did get damaged and it has been since repaired. But they managed to escape back to Scotland with it, and it caused quite an international stir, and it was eventually found near Arbroath.
I'm hoping there's a movie version of this. Ian Hamilton and his classmate, co-conspirator, Kay Matheson, are in a car outside of Westminster Abbey, and they've got the stone, or part of the stone, I gather. Police officer, constable comes by, and they're in this embrace, and they're like, well, you know, we're this couple from Scotland. We couldn't find a room. They fool the constable. I mean, it's part of a series of miraculous things that allow them to pull this off.
The stone has so many interesting myths and legends around it, right from its early use in the medieval times, right through to its importance in the modern day. And I think that objects like this gather momentum and gather meaning through the different stories and uses that they have. And I think this is one of the really important ways that people have engaged with this object.
So after all this, there are more twists and turns for this very important, very heavy stone. Scotland returns it to England for Queen Elizabeth's coronation in the 50s. Then the English send it back to Scotland in the 90s during a push for Scottish autonomy. So it lives in Scotland now, its geologic homeland. But this weekend, for Charles' coronation, it is temporarily schlepped back to Westminster Abbey for the ceremony. I am hoping that the movie is brilliant for this, but the son of one of the thieves, you know, back in 1950.
Yeah, Ian Hamilton's son.
Has said his father, who recently passed, wouldn't want the stone to be in London for the coronation, that kings should go to Scotland to be crowned in Scotland. What do you think of that?
Well, I think that it's a really interesting statement that was made about where the stone should reside and how it should be used. And I think it's a really challenging, potentially challenging time for a monarch when they're sort of trying to give a clear outline of what they want their rule to be like, and how they want to shape the relationship with the people of their different, the different constituent parts of their kingdom.
Mm-hmm. We have been talking to Lucinda Dean, historian at the Center for History at the University of Highlands and Islands in Scotland. What a story. Lucinda, thanks so much for helping tell it.
Thank you very much for having me.